Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Right now we're going to talk with Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. Hi, Lou Manfredini. How are you, sir? Happy holidays.
I'm good. Happy holidays to you. I'm a little concerned that you wait for the red light to go on before you go get gas up.
I know. I don't normally do that, but I was coming back. I drove in from Ottawa, then I had to go to the Wintrust Arena, the DePaul game, then I'm coming up through traffic on State
Street. You're an owner. You're the owner. I forgot.
What do you mean by that?
You love DePaul so much, and you take it so seriously that when they lose, you're like depressed for 3 days, like you own the team.
Oh, is that the way you're describing me? I'm the owner.
Yes. Yep. You're the Jerry Jones of DePaul men's basketball.
Thank you very little. And even as they were doing so well in the first half, I wasn't enjoying it because I knew how this was going to end. All right, Lou. So I've promoed that you have some things maybe we ought to be thinking about Christmas week. What have you got for us?
Okay, this is not what you think, but this is just so you're prepared over the holidays that you don't have to run out and go get stuff like windshield washer fluid for your car.
Got it.
Ice melt for the snow or ice that may form. Batteries of all shapes and sizes for the toys you're going to open when your grandchildren come over and they ask grandpa or grandma, do you have batteries for this?
Yeah.
You want to have everything. AA, AAA, button batteries, C, D, you name it. You got it. Scotch tape, masking tape, and the most important thing for all of us, a magnifying glass.
Why is that?
Because it's hard to see a lot of this stuff that these kids are bringing home for the holidays. And if you got to look at something like a small little screw or you got to see some switch or whatever.
Right.
And the one thing that, you know, as I grow older, the thing that drives me the most crazy is eyesight. And so the magnifying glass is your best friend.
That's an interesting point. We do have one. It's more a novelty at my house, but maybe I'll find myself using that. I, you know, the hack for this, and it doesn't work perfectly because, well, it is take a picture of the thing and then once you got the photo, you can blow it up. But sometimes
you're
only blowing up the blur and it disintegrates, you know, so sometimes it doesn't work. We've got some questions for you, too, here, Lou. Can you help us out a little bit?
Absolutely.
John, during the winter, don't let your gas tank get below half for two reasons. Condensation is number one, and two, winter snowstorms with traffic. Well, I didn't have to worry about that, but, yeah, I hear what you're saying. John, please ask Lou what he thinks of fireplace cleaner logs. Thank you.
You know, they got in trouble years ago, with that. And, you know, they were making all these claims about, they can do this and they'll eliminate this. And now if you really watch those, commercials, they're just saying that, look at this log. They're just logs. And if you like to burn them, they're not going to do anything to clean your fireplace, but they're not going to do anything to hurt it. And so if you just want to buy the pressed logs, and the ones that aren't fireplace cleaning are a little bit less expensive, just buy that, because the other one is just marketing.
Kind of reminds me of some of those fluids that you can put in your tank or in your car systems to clean them out, quote unquote. And I'm thinking, I don't think I really need to do that. You know, it's
Well, I mean, some of the injector cleaners are still pretty, you know, the biggest issue when it comes to cars, and again, I'm the son of a mechanic, so I have a little bit of some experience here, is not all fuel when you go to different gas stations is of the same quality. And so there can be dirt and detergent, you know, in that fuel. It's not as refined. And so your injectors, when you think about most cars now, almost all cars, modern cars are fuel injected. Those are very tiny little holes, and the slightest little buildup of carbon and or debris can affect the overall performance of the engine and your gas mileage, you know, what you're getting. And so some of these cleaners make a lot of sense to use occasionally. It really can make a big difference.
This is a good question. It says, Lou, I am a first-time snowbird. So this is somebody who's going to go away from Chicago for the winter for the first time, and they're worried about what's going to happen to their house. I'm going to turn my heat down to 55, and I'm going to turn off my main water in the house. I have on-demand water heater. Do I need to do anything with that? And am I forgetting anything when I move away for the winter?
So this is the advice I give people. That's great that you have an on-demand water heater. And if you're going to be gone for a really long time, I guess I can buy into turning off the water. But if you have a whole house humidifier, make sure you turn that off as well, because that will cycle. That will draw water, and it will open up the line and provide air in that line, which can cause rust and or debris buildup. And so that's key. And the other thing, too, hopefully you have a Wi-Fi thermostat. You can check that while you're warm and snug down in Florida or Arizona, wherever you might be, just to make sure that it maintains that 55 degrees.
On Saturday, you recommended scrubbing bubbles. I hadn't heard those in a very long time. Do you remember that, Lou?
Yeah. A lot of people with light-colored quartz countertops, sometimes you'll get a little bit of a stain on it, and you'll freak out because you're like, I thought it was non-staining. And I reference the fact that if I make a Manhattan on my countertop, sometimes the bitters will squirt on there, and that leaves a little dark stain. Squirt a little scrubbing bubbles on there, leave it for 5 minutes, and it does amazing work to get rid of the stain.
But that stuff's for your toilet bowl, isn't it? Or your bathroom sink?
No. It's for bathroom cleaning. So you can use it on a countertop. You can use it in a toilet. You can use it on your quartz countertop.
So
they don't even know they're in that business yet. And I probably just created a whole new avenue for them to create a new bottle and new marketing.
Hey, Lou, I washed my bathroom walls painted with semi-gloss paint to remove the hairspray, which is accumulated. I used Mr. Clean, and when the wetness dried, I could still see the hairspray stains. What can I do?
So this happened to me in our bathroom, and it's really difficult to remove. What I used was a tried and true product called Spick and Span. And it's still out there, and you mix it with warm water, and you use not an abrasive sponge, but just something with a little bit more, a little bit of scrubbing, but just get it wet with warm water, wipe it down, dry it, and it does a pretty good job. But the hairspray will get absorbed into that film, and once you use the Spick and Span, that's as good as it's going to get.
All right. How about Larry? You're on WGN. Larry, how can we help you?
Yeah. Good morning, Lou. I was a chimney sweep years ago, and I'm the one that gave you the information about the Chimney Safety Institute with the National Chimney Sweep Guild.
Right.
But I have the answer when you have more than one flue coming out next to each other on the top of a chimney.
Yeah.
And you're getting smoke going from one to the other. It's a very simple solution. They can have a chimney sweep company come out and put on a top closing damper. It's a dipper. There's a cable coming down into.
We lost the caller. Lou, right. But anyway, I don't know if you were able to hear much of that, but he said two flues and get a chimney sweep out. Anything else you want to say about that?
Well, he started to talk about that top damper with the chain coming down, and that's sort of like the industry standard right now.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of chimneys relined over the last, probably I've had three different chimneys relined in the last probably 7 years or so. All of them have that damper at the top with the chain. It is super effective, and it's great to keep the draft out in the, you know, if you're not using the fire. The biggest issue is you got to remember to open it up when you make a fire. And so there is a chain there. And when you close it, you just got to remember to open it up, and it's just spring loaded. It releases. You have your fire. When you're all done, you close it up. It works great.
We have seeds, little tiny seeds now in our hearth every now and then. And I think what's happening is birds or squirrels or something is up on the rooftop. They're up by the chimney. They're living in there or doing whatever it is they do in there. The seeds are falling down. And every now and then in the grate down below, I've got little tiny round seeds, which pop when I start the fire. That's nice, but it's not exactly what I want happening.
No. Do you know that you have a cap with a grate on it on your chimney or no?
I do not know the answer to that, what with it being way up there and all.
Yeah, take a look, because it's probably, I mean, it could very well be that they're up there munching and it's, you know, they're sloppy and that's what's happening. Or if there's no cover on whatsoever, it could be, depending on the trees around you, stuff blowing in.
Yeah, maybe so.
That could be coming as well.
Hey, there's a mystery voice I'm going to introduce you to here, Mr. Fix-It. Mystery voice, sign in, say hello.
Sweet Lou, do you recognize this voice?
Sam Panionovich.
Wow, he's good. He's very good.
Hey, we're out of time, Lou. We're going to listen for you at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. Thank you, as always, for all of your help, my friend.
Happy holidays, my friend. Be well.